There you go. Land board meeting, Friday, May 10th.
They can send it back. They can send somebody who knows.
Morning, Sam.
Morning.
Morning, good morning.
Good morning, everyone. It is 9:15 a.m. Friday, May 10th, 2019. This is the Board of Land and Natural Resources meeting in 2019. Thank you all for being here. We have a light agenda and a light set of board members. So would one of you like to read the contested case statement?
In some of the matters before the board, a person may wish to request a contested case hearing. If such a request is made before the board's decision, then the board will consider the request first, before considering the merits of the item before it. A person who wants a contested case may also wait until the board decides the issue, then request by the end of the meeting and follow up in writing within 10 days. If no requests for a contested case is made, the board will make a decision. The department will treat the decision as final and proceed accordingly.
Thank you very much. We have two items that have been withdrawn. D5 is withdrawn from by DLNR, and M7 is withdrawn by DOT. We have the minutes for approval. So if you're here for D5 or M7, we won't be hearing those matters.
M7?
It's M7.
We have 2 minutes for approval. First is the minutes of January 25, 2019. Board members, any comments that you haven't already submitted? Is there any testimony on January 25 minutes?
Move to approve minutes.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. February 8, 2019 minutes. Board members, any comments? Any testimony on it?
I submitted some directly to the secretary.
Okay, thank you. Were they incorporated already?
No, they
not
adjusted.
Yet. Someone has amended.
Okay, so they're,
but they're minor.
Minor edits.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Okay, otherwise, you want to move to approve as amended?
Sure.
Is there a second?
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Okay. Thank you. Up first is, on the move-up agenda, is F1.
Aloha, Chair, board members. Brian Nielsen, Administrator, Division of Aquatic Resources. I'm also joined today with our aquatic biologist, David Gilko. Also, Bridget Agustin, who handled the procurement for this contract, and the vendor is here as well from Hawaii Modular Space. So we are requesting today to go into a contract agreement between DLNR and William Scotsman, Inc., also known as Hawaii Modular Space, to fund the project titled Anui Nui Fisheries Research Center Portable Modular Office Complex. The funding for the project is not to exceed $949,399. Also, just like to note for board members that haven't been out to the Nui Nui Fisheries Research Center, this is a key part of DAR's restoration plans. This is where we house our trout hatchery for Koke'e Reservoir on Kauai. It also houses our sea urchin hatchery, which is used for invasive seaweed removal, and is also where our coral nursery is located. So it's a key part of our reef restoration activities, and this module office will provide more space to expand restoration and then also provide office space for staff and a better work environment, getting folks out of little tin can shipping containers, and also more energy efficient, going from container office spaces with AC units to a PV-powered modular office. So with that, I'll hand it over to you for any questions on the proposal.
Thank you. Board members, questions?
Oh, just a quick comment. You have a duplicate staff submittal.
Sorry about that. We'd like to strike pages 5 through 7. Those were from the previous submittal that accidentally got copied over into the submittal, so thank you.
Yeah.
I think this is a great idea, what you folks did. All the time I was in the legislature and on other boards, I never saw them try to do modular, mostly because there's a lot of public pressure from organized labor, which I support, but organized labor doesn't want people to build modular houses. They want the carpenters to have jobs. But modular is like much quicker, and you can move them around. And I think you folks did a great job putting this together. I went over your bidding process, and I'm impressed that you folks got it done so quickly and that you had a good idea in your design. And so I think you set the gold standard for getting these kind of projects done quickly for us. And I give you a lot of praise for that. Thank you very much.
Thank you. We got the idea actually from Dobor and then had a lot of assistance from them. So I guess we give them a lot of credit as well.
I see you had a $850,000 allotment for this project, and it came in at, when you redid it or renegotiated, at $939,000. So that's not very far off. It's great compared to the next bidder that you had. Yeah, great.
So as you know, yesterday I was able to visit the Okiden facility in Makinomoto Bay in Okinawa, which is raising corals and sea urchins and some fish aquaculture. It's a very interesting setup, and I did take lots of pictures for you.
Thank you.
As well as you saw all of my notes from it. It actually was very similar to the Anuenui facility in terms of sort of overall structure. I think probably there's some details we can learn from each other on, you know, what works best under which conditions. I was excited to see it because I had heard about it for quite some time. But I think what you're doing at Anuenui is certainly comparable. And both of those are world-class facilities for doing this kind of work. So congratulations on this one.
Thank you.
I brought you a little base that they use.
I thought you were going to say sea urchin.
No. The
base they use for putting coral fragments on, they put calcium and magnesium in. I'll give it some as soon as I recover from my trip. But congratulations on your work.
Thank you.
I've had a chance to visit Anuenui facility a number of times and even volunteered over there with the sea urchin at the sea urchin facility. So it's really good to see improvements like this happening, and especially if it benefits the staff that are working there and gets a more energy efficient system into place. That's awesome. I'm going to have to go visit again.
Mm-hmm. Please do.
Okay.
Invitation to all board members to come visit the facility.
Definitely
very easy
worth,
to
definitely
get there.
Worth yeah. Okay, any public testimony on this? If not, is there a motion?
Move to approve.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Did everybody say aye?
Aye. Yeah. Aye.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Okay, next up is M14. All yours.
My name is Olivia Pham. I'm a property manager with the DOT Harbors, and I'm here to present item M14, which is the issuance of a revocable permit to replace the currently existing revocable permit to the Department of Customer Service with the City and County of Honolulu. It's going to be a gratis RP for them to store all towed cars that were on the roads under their jurisdiction. Yeah.
I have a question.
Yeah.
Is City and County going to sell these vehicles eventually? Auction them off?
As far as, so a lot of the abandoned vehicles are vehicles from active duty members from the U.S. military.
Yeah.
So they just had a, came to an agreement with the federal government on how to handle the abandoned cars.
What are they going to do?
As far as that, I'm not sure because the Harbors is just giving them a revocable permit to store the towed vehicles, and then after that, how they handle that is kind of what the city and county.
Yeah, my point is it's big money. This is a big money operation, these kind of tow service. Every part of town has got a junkyard where cars are towed to, and they turn them into all kind of money because they take the car apart, they sell the wheels, they sell the engine. It's not a small business. A lot of people in this business. So my only question is if you can explore whether or not the state can get a cut when they sell them.
So because it's abandoned property of active duty military members.
Yeah.
The city and county is not entitled to, you know, get rid of them because I believe that they did that prior, and that's why they had to come to a settlement with the federal government.
I see. Okay, so they're not going to get it.
Yeah, so they're just essentially the area is being, it's where the vehicles are being stored because there's no other option, or
okay.
else they
so
just.
So these people might come back. The owners might come back for them when their tour of duty is passed.
That's a possibility.
Yeah.
But I think the problem is that there are so many abandoned vehicles on the streets and roads of Honolulu. And so this is like another alternative. Instead of having it like literally like on our streets, it's like the Harbors is giving the city and county a place
okay.
to put them.
My point is if you make a plan that somebody is going to eventually acquire these, they're not going to get them for free from the city and county. So what I'm saying is, if and when you sell them, you folks come back and check with the chair whether or not the State Department of Land can get a small cut, because we're giving you for gratis, but if the city and county go and get money down the road, then we want to have a share too, that's all.
I understand.
Okay.
Okay, any other questions? Any public testimony on this? Not, is there a motion to approve?
So moved. Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Thank you.
Okay. Next up is M15.
Good morning, Chair and Board members. My name is Kevin Simon, and this is Jamie Yamashiro. We're both from the Department of Transportation Highways Division, and we are here to request your approval to item M15.
Okay, any questions, board members?
Big operation down there. That's all we can say.
Okay, no questions. Any public testimony? Okay.
Move to approve.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Aye.
Thank you very much.
Next up is Ross.
M1 through 13.
Okay, let's make it famous, Russ.
We do have one person here who is for one of the items on the agenda.
Okay.
We have Ruby Kopp from the UHC grant program for M13.
Okay, let's do that one first then. Did you want to say anything, or do you want to say anything about it?
Actually, in our case, we're seeking approval to issue a right of entry to the University of Hawaii Sea Grant College program.
Sea Grant Program is requesting the right of entry to conduct hydrological investigations at salt ponds. Sea Grant, along with Hui Hana Pa'akai o Hanapepe, will perform a coastal survey, evaluation of soil drainage patterns, monitor water levels, salinity within the salt pond area, and conduct observation of wave runoff and marine overtopping. She can provide more details on that.
Awesome. I have a question.
Yeah.
So are you going to also investigate? I know that this place is also highly culturally significant, and that there have been a number of items before us that indicated problems with, say, unwanted air turbulence and spreading of silt and the like as a result of certain flight paths related to the airport there. So is your study going to include some of those aspects as well?
Are you referring to potential contaminants in the water? Because this is a hydrological study, so we are investigating inputs and outputs to the pond and drainage patterns in the pond, primarily with the purpose of having a better understanding of the flooding inputs there, which have cut the salt-making season short for the practitioners in the summer.
So this is like a sea level rise issue?
It will be a sea level rise issue as well, but we need to characterize the baseline first because no one's really done a specific hydrologic study.
Sure, at least the current baseline, yeah.
So in terms of the neighboring land uses, it's not specific to our scope on that, but and certainly the infrastructure in terms of the monitoring equipment, it's possible to add that in later if the Hui desires to do it. And a big part of this project is working with the Hui Hana Pa'akai, what type of information they want.
I'm kind of surprised that the Hui is not present today to speak to this, but it sounds like you've been in touch, of course.
Actually,
or even with regard to testimony received or by the like.
So I was just texting with Malia Nobrega Oliveira, and she just flew in about 15 minutes ago. So she may show up at the tail end. But
did she come for this?
No, she came in for another reason. So she was entrusting it to me because we're working in tandem together. So maybe the reason why you haven't received testimony is a good thing.
It is. It's true. Well, you know, we receive testimony both positive and negative, and so
So you aren't doing water quality studies too, or you might in connection with what
we are. It's not in our current scope.
Not in your current scope.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so it's flows.
It's understanding the flow. So the physical hydrology and looking at they will be looking at geochemical tracers. This isn't my area of expertise, but things like radon and things that help to identify where the sources of the water are coming from, whether it's ocean or Malka, but currently not anything additional like contaminants because we're really trying to understand the hydrology for future mitigation purposes.
Yeah.
So if in the future we have more or less rain, you'd have a baseline for that and more or less?
Yeah, it's basically going to...
sea level intrusion.
We would have a model, so the idea at the end of the day is to create a groundwater model that can different parameters can be added to that in the future to help make predictions.
It would be really interesting to match your model with, say, the observations of the users of that place over the decades that they've been using it. It would be really neat to see a section writing up incorporation of their oral traditions and past historic observations.
We can certainly do that. Yeah, absolutely.
Okay, Stan.
During the war, up the hills from there, they built a large tunnel complex for storage of munitions, gasoline, diesel fuel, and over the years there's been issues regarding the seepage of some of that area coming down the hill. Are you folks going to take a look at that, whether or not that's in the water, that any of that leaches down into this area?
It's not part of the current scope of work, but surrounding inputs in terms of hydrology will be looked at, if that makes sense. So looking at the inputs from Malka, how much of the water that enters the pond area comes from Malka and rainfall, but we don't have in our budget the scope to look at the contaminant.
I just noticed that within the last several years, there's been several articles in the Star Advertiser about the danger of the contamination from those areas, and I just wondered whether or not that's going to become a factor where you folks are working.
That's the first I've heard of that, so I took some notes, and I'm going to look into that.
No, I'm thinking of a different place.
This is Port Allen.
Okay.
Well, thank you for the question.
When you said the pond, I thought you meant Honolulu.
Oh, okay.
Okay, any other questions?
No other questions.
Any public testimony?
And then lacking Tommy Oy's presence, I will move to approve.
All right.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Now we really look forward to the results of this study.
Okay. They're very interesting.
Okay. Yeah, thank you.
Okay, M1 through 12.
I have a question on M2.
Okay. The rest you don't.
No.
Okay, anybody have anything on anything other than M2?
Nope.
No. How about, is there a motion to approve M1 through 12 except M2?
So moved.
And M7.
Sorry. And M7.
Second.
Okay, all in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. M2.
M2.
This is a direct lease. I didn't see any text in here about that this in under section 171.59 B, that this is encouraging competition in the airport area. Usually when you have a direct lease, that's part of the presentation in the docket. This is going to be over $100,000 a year. This is a big lease. So do you have any comments about that?
This is for a lounge for Korean Airlines. They actually have the lease there, and that area is all used for airline leases, for airline lounges. It's one part of the airport that we use that for. And up to now, it's never been asked us to try to do an auction among the airlines for their lounge. It's part of the amenities of the airline.
I understand that, but the state law 171.59 requires that when you have a direct lease by negotiation for airport related purposes, section B1 requires that the disposition encourages competition within the aeronautical airport related industries. Mm-hmm. So if this encourages competition, then I don't have a problem with it, but you don't have anything in the text.
Okay, that is our oversight, sorry. There is actually a little war going on right now for lounges. Everybody is trying to get a bigger, better, and fancier lounge, or at least upgrade the lounge that they had before. So there is a competition aspect to it. In fact, we just had a blessing of a very large airline lounge on the Ever Concourse yesterday, which is one more. But this is that one's a brand new lounge that was built out of a non-used space. In this case, we're looking to have the people who are the existing airlines who have lounges. As much as possible, we're trying to make sure that they are still in the business of lounges. At one point, you may remember quite a ways back when we had the recession and everything, and we had concerns about aeronautical safety. A lot of lounges were actually shut down at airports all across the country. And at this point, we're back to, obviously, having good lounges for everybody. And this is all part of, you actually aren't a really good really good airline, from a particularly for an overseas way of looking at it, unless you do have a lounge. So there is competition for those, yes.
So that was just an oversight, but it does encourage competition.
Yes, it does.
Okay. I'm okay with it.
Okay. Any other questions? Any public testimony? Not, is there a motion?
Move to approve. And
second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Thank you.
Thank you
very much.
Thanks, Morgan.
It's interesting that you characterize it as a war.
It is. I'm getting bigger and fancier, and I'm putting in $1 million, and you put in putting in two or three. Exactly. Yeah.
Okay.
Russell.
D2.
D2. Good morning, board members. D2 is.
Oh my gosh, what is that?
Who's calling?
He's here.
I'm gonna
kick
him off.
The guy took me home. Yeah, mute, yeah. Boating.
Carl Jung.
The philosopher?
His new property manager. Okay, D2 is we're requesting an amendment to a prior board approval. HFDC is getting, I guess they want to get all of this in place now, so they're asking for permission to issue rights of entry, the first one to Department of Education for that adult education and lawnmowing operations, and the second one to Group 70 for investigation, site investigation. And they would do it only after the cancellation of the prior EO, which is to DAGS, and to when we get the new EO to HHFDC. But they just wanted to come forward today and get it done. And that's it.
Okay, questions, board members?
Staff is here if you have questions.
Seems pretty straightforward.
Okay, if not, is there a motion to approve D2?
Any public testimony?
No, there's no public.
No public?
Okay.
Move to approve.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Okay. Voting. J1 and J2.
Good morning, Chair, board members, Richard Howard for voting. Item J1. Is the issuance of a revocable permit to Honolulu Transpac for temporary support areas and mooring sites for the 2019 Transpac yacht race at the Alawai Small Boat Harbor. This is the 50th Transpac, and the tentative dates for the moorings is from July 17th through the 26th. That's subject to change due to weather. They're expecting 100 entrants for this year's race. There is a small typo in the submittal. Biennial should replace the word biannual for the race. It's every 2 years, not twice a year. The applicant is requesting slips in the 800 and 500 rows. And if there's any overflow, those boats will be moored in the turning basin. And they're also asking to use the grass area on Mole A. Any questions?
Okay, questions, board members?
No questions, but a fairly minor comment.
Sure.
Not only myself, but several other people find the term biannual as confusing as heck, because it could either be two times a year or once every 2 years.
I believe biannual means twice a year.
I know.
Biennial means twice.
Exactly. And the similarity of the two means that many people are confused no matter which word you use.
Right. Every other year.
Yeah. And so, that's okay. That's just a note, and it's very easy to put in a submission every 2 years.
Yes.
You know, instead of biannual or biennial, and then hope that people understand the distinction between the two.
Take that under advisement.
Thank you for your feedback.
Okay. Any questions?
No.
Any public testimony?
In lieu of Oahu is missing, I will move to approve.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye. Aye.
Okay.
As amended, yeah.
As amended to, yeah. As amended to reflect that.
Yeah.
Okay. Item J2 is the issuance of a revocable permit to Orca Societa Responsabilitata Limitata for purposes of storage of the vessel Maserati.
Il Mobapa.
It's just Italian for a limited liability company.
Oh, then it's Societa.
Yeah. Orca LLC. Orca SRL.
SRL.
So they want to, after the Transpac race, they want to store this vessel in the haul out, the old haul out.
Which they did before.
Which they've done before.
Right.
And they will have the they want to use the site to the end of September, and that will not interfere with the dredging, staging area for the dredging for the Alawai. Healy Tibbetts, I think, says they're going to need it from mid to late October, so there should not be any conflict between the two.
Great. Okay, any questions?
Public testimony?
Move to approve.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Thank you.
Okay, thank you.
I was going to say move, but to approve.
Okay, D1.
D1 is coming back to amend a housekeeping matter, amend the prior submittal, because if you notice in the recommendation section, we accidentally, instead of using the GL5235, somehow 5237 got typed in there. So we're just trying to clean that up for accounting purposes. And that's the only change, actually.
I see.
Okay, questions, board members?
Thanks for the catching up.
Okay.
Move to approve D1 as staff recommendation.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye. Aye.
Okay, D3.
D3 is a request for a right of entry to TS Aloha for the Mala Longboard Surf Contest at Lahaina. So I don't have anything to add to this.
Okay.
Move to approve.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Is that it?
So.
Record, 34 minutes.
Not even.
No, not yet.
Really darn good.
Not yet, not yet. We get what, D4 and 5, right?
Or no,
blank?
No.
4 is blank and 5 is withdrawn.
Okay. All
right.
Wow. What a hell.
That beats Peter Young's 37 minutes board meeting. That was wild.
That beats our record, which was 50 minutes.
Now you can eat breakfast.
Praise God. Yeah.
Wow.
Why me up to you?
Wow. Oh, see, you could have. Have you ever surfed? Have you ever done longboard surfing at Mala and the Mala Surf Fair?
I have never surfed. Yes, I did surf at Lahaina. Yes.
See, you could have told the story and taken us over at Peter Young's.
I was in a longboard competition at Lahaina.
Wow.
Nice wave.
Yeah.
Nice wave.
When the conditions are right.
Yeah, you have to have just the right weather conditions.
I hope well together.
It gets a west swell or a south swell. Mm-hmm. And you know, another beach that's very good is La Perouse Bay.
Yeah, I've seen that going there.
That gets really a nice wave.
Yeah, Ahiji down at Ahiji.
Beautiful waves there. La Perouse.
Neat.
Okay.
Thank you, gentlemen.
You get the tapes off?
Wait, I'll turn it off right now. It's gone.
Meeting adjourned at 9:50.
9:47.
Oh, 9:47.
Yeah, we have
correction.
To have the record, right?
Yeah, we have to have the record.